Hello, this is Yoki Wendell's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you be more and more, be guarded, your life will be guarded by the many sacred beings, the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Devas, and also to be embraced by the great Rabbu of the great spirit of the universe, I would like to broadcast this Dharma talk. Okay, number 19th vow of the Dharmakara. Who determine and vow that all beings will be rescued to the pure land, the world of infinite joy. And 19th of his 48 vows, one of the for his 48 vows, is that like this: when I reach into the Buddhahood, all beings in 10 directions, which means 10 directions all in the universe, bring up the body heart. Well, body heart, what is body heart? Body heart is based on the two things, which is wishing to disappear, cut off, disappear the ego. And the other thing is desire to rescue all beings. These two are the base of this body heart. The heart of Bodhisattva, well, interestingly, it's totally opposite from this modern age society. Well, people in this modern age, people in the world, usually thinks that keep my ego is the obvious, which you don't have to. Why you have to disappear the ego? People think like this, based on the strong capitalism and globalization. The precious things for the people in general is to gain the merit, gain the money and power. Well, power is based on money, so this is totally, it's kind of a brainwashed by the capitalism, because people don't know that the walking path of the ego to fulfilling ego is a way to the cliff. It's one way ticket to the unhappiness life, unhappiness future. People got a ticket to ride. People don't know that opposite, the disappearing ego is a way to create a future happiness. But people don't really see the future. The brains they have in their mind is only the present, only oneself, and only money, and walking toward the cliff, walking past toward the cliff. Well, this disappearing ego and rescue other beings is actually it's two wheels of one car, one rickshaw, or one back and forth of the one coins. By praying for rescue for other
our beings.
And if you have this kind of heart, that wishing the happiness of others, the wishing so much the good future of others, you start losing the border of yourself and others. You start losing the touch sense, and when your touch sense, it becomes clear. Separation of self and others become clear, and when the separation of self and others become unclear, the border of self and the world become unclear. Finally, you start feeling that everything that's happening in external world is what's happening in your subconsciousness. That's what you actually feel. And at the same time, sensation of the body is like losing the border, losing the touch sense. And if the touch sense is unclear, existence of oneself in a physical way become unclear. It's like a transparent feeling of the transparent man. And that is the body sensation of the emptiness. And everything what's happening in the external world is inside of your subconsciousness. And it's a heart of caring for the world, heart of caring for others. It's a heart of the worms. So if you find somebody who is saying that, I experience emptiness and the personality is not warm, then you don't have to listen to that person. Important is the warmth of the heart, not the knowledge, not how many hours of the practice. The warmth of the heart melted away the separation of self and others, melt away the separation of oneself and the great spirit of the universe. And that is a non-duality world, and that happens by the power of the great love, which melts your heart and body away fulfill the warmth of existence with a great love. And that is what the Dharmakaya is wishing for the people in the 10 directions. Body Dharmakara saying that with the body heart, practice the old merit for all the merit, practice all the merit means the practice, the giving merit to all beings. And he says that with a true heart, bring up the wish and vow to reverse to pure one. And in the last English Dharma talk, the subject was why Bodhisattva has desire to reverse to pure one, isn't it? And it says that in the end, at the time of the end of the life, all the sacred beings will surround a person, and the presence in front of the person, that person. Well, it's this. The time of the death means when the time of the ego dies. When the ego dies, when the ego disappears, all sacred beings, bodhisattvas, the Buddhas and the demons will surround you with the warmth and wishing all goodness in your life, and will support you. Imagine if you are sacred beings, who you want to guard and who you wish to support. Of course, the people who are egoless and with a warm heart caring others, isn't it? Let's be a person who be supported by the all sacred beings. May your life will be fulfilled with warmth by the great love of the great spirit of the universe.